Why do come eater humiliation horse crave come on the face? This past week, two of my come eating bitches told me they loved it on their face. What's up with these perverts? First of all, my sexy policeman panty boy informed me that he thought I ought to make him not only brush his teeth with cum, but use it as shaving cream, too. Of course, he knew I'd be more than happy to oblige him. So he ruined an orgasm on his toothbrush and smeared cum all over his face. He sent me a picture of him brushing his teeth with sperm, which also meant he went to bed with cum breath. Then he smeared cum all over his beard and gave himself a shave. Both of these activities occurred right before bedtime, so you can imagine what his breath and face smelled like by the next morning. He smelled of shame and humiliation. That's what he smelled like. First, I made him a denied panty boy. Then I made him a humiliated cum eater. Now he thinks up his own humiliation. How far can one man travel down the road to depravity? Speaking of cum eater humiliation, remember my 40-cent sissy cocksucking faggot? Yes, this sissy cock slut is up to her old tricks again. This time, our dirty cum eater serviced 8 men in one night. Talk about debauchery and depravity. This sissy started off her night with a biglet of sperm squirted on her face, which she just left there to dry and remind her how nasty a cocksucker sissy faggot she is. Not only did she degrade herself in front of 8 horny men, but after her face was adorned with creamy oyster juice, she heard a giggle behind her. A female giggle. That's right. One of our sissy boyfriend's wife came home and saw her on her knees in her sissy lingerie with a cock in each hand and one in her mouth. This should serve as a warning to all those cum-eating wannabes out there. Once you get cooked on cum-eater humiliation, there's no end to the craving for more and more degradation. And this mistress is more than happy to provide it. Proceed with extreme caution. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog, yournaughtylover.com, or if you're dying to speak to me right now, give me a call at 800-356-6201. I will talk to you really soon.